Thank y'all so much. Thank you to the service crew and welcome to our newcomers. It is a newcomer meeting. All meetings are newcomer meetings. I know that this room knows that. And I know this from my experience. And of course, our magical big book. Y'all, I really love the energy here. I have to say it. Enthusiastic. That's what's up. We have such passion for our service work, for our purpose, capital P, that we have today, abandoning ourselves with enthusiasm to help other alcoholics. This is really what it's all about. Y'all have all the markers of an effective group so far. We get this from a vision for you in the back of our book. It is the electrifying, the stimulating atmosphere. It's the recovered addicts who are like constantly thinking about how to present our discovery to the newcomer. Yes. So I just had to give a little praise to this divinely inspired space and group of people. And credit to AA, credit to our book, credit to higher power, baby, capital H, capital P. This is what it's about. My name is Bianca. I am a gratefully recovered alcoholic of the hopeless variety. I live free today only when I pick up this toolkit. If you're new with us, new to the lingo, what is the toolkit? What is she talking about? The spiritual toolkit is the 12 steps. Only when I pick up that toolkit, use it, all 12, by the way, because I'm a real alcoholic, okay? You need all 12. This alcoholic does. And I pick up those tools so much so that it becomes a working part of my mind, like fully integrated into all areas of my life, really into. I know some people are just listening. I'm touching my head, okay? Into the wiring and all my neural pathways. It becomes a working part of my mind in that way. Because it is a program, y'all. Make no mistake. We're reprogramming ourselves. Okay? We're, opening ourselves up for this total rewiring. The book calls it a psychic change, which is so far beyond sobriety, right? Just staying clean or dry. It's about a change in thinking, a profound alteration in our reaction to not to drinking. That's not what it says. To life. Because to be the alcoholic of the hopeless variety, as I am, as the founders of AA Word, and many of y'all in this room, I'm sure, okay, is to be. So far beyond human aid, human systems, human substances to treat my alcoholism, so far beyond the three-dimensional solutions offered to me on Earth, okay, that I need like a full. Like mind, body, spirit transformation. I really need the psychic change, which is the thinking change, because I am the type of alcoholic that does not need to pick up a drink to act, think, feel like a drunk. Okay? Because I have alcoholism. If you're new with us, how little alcoholism has to do with alcohol shocked me. Shocked me, but now makes so much sense. So much sense. What I love to do in our book is really call our attention to when they use the word alcoholic as an adjective, a little grammar lesson here. I am a teacher. Oh boy. So, right, to be alcoholic. What's up with that? To have alcoholic thinking, alcoholic behavior. What's up with that? Okay. So I want to back it up a little bit and just talk about alcoholism. What is this dis-ease that I have? You know, I'm here to just spit straight facts about me. You could fill in your own blanks. I share in a general way. Okay. But to be alcoholic for me is to be, has a lot more to do with what's going on when I'm, quote, sober than what happens if I would pick up anything or anyone. Yes. That's just what I did to treat my alcoholism, to escape my alcoholism. So I have this dis-ease within me. Sober, I have it. Okay? That's why I could put down a drink, a fork, a credit card, a phone, a button, a person, a dynamic, whatever. I could put that down and still say, Bianca, alcoholic. Because it's up here in my mind. Boy, do I have the drugstore up here, flying high, okay, on alcoholic thinking. I am absolutely restless, crawling out of my skin. This is anxiety for me. Don't know what to do with myself. Restless, never settled, never here. When I have a moment of it, when I'm untreated, that's the most uncomfortable, near painful, weird, vulnerable, raw, scary place to be is here and now. Okay? If you're a real one, you know it. Who the hell wants to be here? Okay? I was trying to escape here. I did not want to face here. So I'm restless. I am irritable. Oh yeah, irritable. You know, for some, that's easily, you know, annoyed, put off, emotionally dysregulated. If you don't relate to, you know, the annoyed, the angry, how about the hurt? How about the wronged? How about the offended? That's, I'm offended. I'm sensitive, don't you know? I'm irritable. Okay, I'm irritated by outside forces and some internal forces. But anybody and anything can rock my boat. I actually went looking for things to rock my emotional boat, right? What a great excuse, okay, to go out there and to say, it was you. It was you, mommy. It was you, daddy. It was you, ex. It was you, children. It was you, a dysfunctional family system. It was you, other mental health diagnoses. It was you, trauma. It was you, world, society, government, community. It was you. Blaming others, eternal, terminal, righteous victimhood. Very irritable. I am discontent, okay? Miserable, not happy, never satisfied, insatiable, insatiable. Nothing is ever enough for me. I'm not even enough for me. Never, never. Just as one drink was never enough for me. Nothing is ever enough, really. You know, the book calls this a phenomenon of craving. This is why once we start, we can't stop untreated, because it's never enough. The delusion of the thinking is that it will be one. The real delusion is it will be the last one. When it, in fact, it is the first of the spree, right? So I am restless. I'm irritable. I'm discontent. I'm full of fear. Driven, motivated, fueled by fear. The seen, the known, the old hat fears, and the unknown ones that I have to go searching for continually in all seasons of recovery. Self-pity, there you go again. Boo-hoo me. If y'all knew. I also rolled around in a lot of rooms that really like champion victimhood. They didn't think they were doing that. Okay, I'm sure I did it too. It did not work for me. Okay, girl power, F them. You don't deserve that, sweetie. They should be doing the work, not you. Doesn't work for Bianca. Okay, doubt it would work for many real alcoholics. That actually get off, I have to say it, get off on irresponsibility. Irresponsibility, resentment. It's irresponsibility. I'm putting my, you know, the outcome of my thinking, my behaviors, my feelings onto others. If you do not, okay, if you don't save me, if you don't lift me up, if you don't cure me, if you don't support me, if you don't act exactly how I want you to act, here comes the resentment. But really, it's irresponsibility because I've tried to evade that I'm responsible for my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, okay, my emotional regulation. My steadiness, my readiness, my willingness. That's my responsibility. And these 12 steps, as laid out in the text of the big book, the OG of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all the commentary surrounding that, really are introducing us to responsibility. You know, which, spoiler alert, newcomers, this is how you get self-esteem. This is how you get self-esteem. I'm going to capitalize that S. This little divine self-esteem, right? Supported and bolstered and fed by spirit. A relationship with which or with whom is ever evolving, ever growing. None of us can fully define it or fully comprehend it. From page 10 of our book, you know, it knows no time, no limitation, just total, you know, expansion, elevation, ascension, awakening. That's what's ahead. And to connect with this power via these 12 steps, via spiritual principles, demonstrating those spiritual principles in action. Y'all, that is doing esteemable acts. Okay, that's the only way to get self-esteem. It's like built into the word. It's crazy, you know. I was blind to a lot, willfully blind, I have to say. I'm gonna take us to we agnostics in my last several minutes here. Continue to qualify through here and introduce this program to anyone who might be new today. On page 44, if when you honestly want to, y'all desire, please, I had the desire. I always have the desire. I brought this up in a, you know, big book study the other day. We were looking at page 44. I'm like, y'all, you know how I know I'm still alcoholic? I honestly want to stop, you know, getting defensive when my sister asks me a particular question about my life. I really want to stop that. It is not just, you know, it's not just about the drink, y'all. It continues with how defects of character express, okay? So what? Okay, I can't say so what because I know that time is important, you know, to show you that this program works. But time without quality of recovery is nothing. My time would be nothing. My time without honesty and telling you that I still have this dis-ease called alcoholism and that I need these tools That time would mean nothing. So I want to say, so what? I will celebrate 7 years on the human calendar in about a couple, you know, next month. Okay. I'm coming up. All right. Really, the credit there is to the divine intervention and faith, capital F, working in and through me 24 hours a day. And credit to all those who came before me. Credit to this amazing book of clear-cut directions that when I was absolutely mangled, physically, mentally, spiritually, that I was just desperate enough to pick up without prejudice and just do it, because there was nothing left for me but to pick them up myself. You know, credit to getting hooked up with crews who didn't pick them up for me, right? But so what? 7 years. I only say so what because your girl still got defensive with her sister on the phone the other day. Act like she was about five. Now, do I live this way? No. Do I have any desire to go pick up a substance, or do I live in resentment? No, I don't. But yeah, I gotta say, sometimes I'm prideful. Sometimes I'm jealous. Sometimes I'm envious. Sometimes I self-loathe. Sometimes I'm arrogant, ego through the roof, baby. Sometimes I am absolutely self-centered. It all revolves around me. I am dishonest. I perform for myself, for others. I'm inauthentic. Sometimes I'm greedy. You know, I got a scarcity mentality where I forget that God is infinite and resources through God are infinite. And then I get sucked back into the old program. And I think there's only a certain amount of time, of love, of affection, of energy, of food, of money, of people. And I got to get it, because there's only a finite amount of resources, you know, that scarcity stuff, which makes me greedy. That's how I relate to greed. Sometimes I'm unfaithful. Right? I betray my values and principles. Sometimes I'm resentful. Sometimes I'm impatient, urgent, fearful, irresponsible, quick to blame, codependent, gossipy, slanderous. Sometimes I'm resistant, just to be resistant, defiant, rebel brat mode. And sometimes I've got all sorts of prejudgments, prejudices against new experiences. How about it? That's what, that's that. There's all my alcoholism right there. Okay.
One in there, Bianca.
Thank you. And what makes me alcoholic, right? In this, well, page 44 says, if when I honestly want to, I really want to, all the desire in the world. Okay, but on my own, I find I cannot quit entirely. Fill in the blank. Quit what? Whatever. Stop what? Whatever. Start what? Whatever. On my own, the needed power isn't there. With my will power alone, just with the desire, it absolutely gets you in the door. Welcome. But if you'd like to recover, if you'd like a psychic change, if you want freedom, peace, power, purpose, honesty, patience, trust, contentment, gratitude, service, tolerance, acceptance, generosity, intimacy, faithfulness, forgiveness, love, compassion, action, enthusiasm, promptness, faith, courage, hello. If you want that stuff, the desire is always paired with what? My recovered alcoholics will know this. A willingness to show up and do the work, right? To follow the directions, to take the steps, not read the steps, theorize about the steps, study the steps, to take the steps, to take the steps. So if you, when you honestly want to, you find you cannot quit entirely, or if when you're thinking, drinking, using, acting out in defects, you have little control over the amount you take, you're probably alcoholic. If that be the case, you may be suffering from an illness, which only a spiritual experience will conquer. So if you feel like you've got two alternatives, right? Just be doomed, an alcoholic death, whether you got a drink in your hand or not, okay? Or live on a spiritual basis. What's up? That is what's on offer here through these steps and through the recovered addicts in this room and in many others. I'm going to stick to time here. I am a time fighter. I always try to push it and stretch it, accelerate it, slow it down. That's still in me, y'all. Remind me that I am a four-dimensional being, okay? Newcomers, welcome. I'm going to turn it back to our host. Thank you all for having me.